One way his light does shine on us is in the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his everlasting peace. Amen. Congregation may be seated. We do have some time to really check in with one of our significant ministry partners here at Peace. We have seven of those partners here at church, and one that's very close to our hearts and one that we want to deepen our connection with is Camp Lutherwood. And their executive director, Andrea Schofield, is here to share with us some updates and also some challenges and ways that we can deepen that partnership this morning. Andrea, great to have you here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that was beautiful. Thank you. It's so good to worship with you. It's good to be here. Thank you, Charlotte, for your part in worship, and thank you, Pastor Norm, to see you again. It's good. We worked at Concordia University together, and our paths have crossed many times over the years, so good to be with him, too. You know, what does someone say to a group of people that kind of in 2 minutes or less, because I know you're on to wanting coffee and cookies, because that's important today. But what do I tell you about Camp Lutherwood? Number one, it's where it is. It's south of here. It's between Corvallis and Eugene on the way to Triangle Lake, west of Junction City. So if you've never been there, you're invited. We'd love for you to come. Anytime. You can stop by any day. We live there. Well, Charlotte lives there and others. I live in Eugene now, but we welcome guests to stop by anytime. You know, when I think back on camping ministry in America, camping ministry started really in the 20s and 30s. In many ways, the East Coast was somewhat first in doing residential camp. Our Jewish brothers and sisters had residential camp years ago. And then the Lutherans came along and thought, we need to have some camps too. Camp Lutherwood was started in 1959. And it was really our five key Lutheran churches in Eugene that were instrumental in getting that organization started. Now, I want you to just fast forward to 60 years, almost 61 now as we enter into that year, and say, what if five of you were sitting around a table, five different churches today, and said, let's start a church camp? What do you think that would look like in 2020? Really different is what I would tell you, right? But I am so grateful for the men and women in 1958 and 1959 that took the time and the dedication to start up Camp Lutherwood. And they did that because their lives had been transformed by the love of God through a camping ministry as well. And they knew the importance it was to gather. So when camp started, it was mostly for confirmation kids. Pastors to bring their campers, their camp kids out in a week. So every week, a different pastor led camp. That's a week, Jeremy. Yeah. You get a whole week. Church has just given you permission to go a whole week at Lutherwood because that is ministry right there in a nutshell. I've had pastors say to me that, well, I can't get the time off. It is not time off. It is ministry that happens to all ages. So, and I am so grateful for Pastor Jeremy's leadership on our camp board and with our camp staff and in raising up leaders in this community too. So thank you on behalf of all of us for doing that. It's challenging when I'm speaking with churches and they go, well, we don't have any kids in our church. That is true in many of our churches. So we can all together wring our hands. We just heard the most powerful message there is. That God is among us, God has called us, God has sent his son, has empowered us to be the light in the world. If there's an elementary, middle school, or high school in your community, there are people. We just as churches need to be where the people are, right? So I think leading a camp right now in 2020 is so hard. Because our world is hard. We heard that in our prayers, how sometimes we're just like, oh my gosh, it's not even worth it. But Charlotte and I are here to tell you that it is really worth it. When we see our young staff that come from college that have gone to church occasionally in their life. Hopefully they've been rooted in that. Be transformed in how they speak to people. It is amazing. If Charlotte could tell her story here again from when she started at Lutherwood, it's pretty shy, pretty not sure. And now to be this bold woman of faith that has led other people, that's what we watch every day during the summer with our summer camp. The other thing we have a privilege to do at Lutherwood is to have outdoor school. And that's a whole different kind of ministry because that means we're getting fifth or sixth graders from the public schools and private schools to come and be at camp for a week. So then it's how do we shower that love and grace to those people as well? So we're learning how to do that, and our 130 campers arrive March 9th. So we're going to be doing that very soon, very quickly. So how does Peace Lutheran come into all of that? Well, I would say a couple ways. One, camping ministry is really important. It's an important ministry. Campus ministry is important. Youth ministry is important. All of those working together, along with church ministry, that's what forms faith. It's not really one of those. It's all of those working together so that people along their lifeline hear the love of God in different ways. What we want to do at Lutherwood is strengthen our guests in order to come and be strong leaders in your church and your communities. But I need the church's partnership to be able to do that, because you have to help us identify those people. You have all the resources to find campers, to support families. It's not just little people, it's families. And we have do women's retreats. We do different ways of retreating. So I challenge you to think about, as you are such an active participant in your community, are there places in your community that you're already partnered with that you could invite those families or invite those kids to be part of camp? And yes, I hope someday that Peace Lutheran Church will attend confirmation camp. He knows I was going to say that. So, because that, I've seen confirmation campers be transformed with their pastor in such a great way at camp. When they spend Sunday to Friday together all week, it's beautiful is what it is. So here's your task, if you care to accept it. One is, keep us in your prayers this spring. We're still recruiting staff. We need about 20 to 25 staff. And that's harder and harder and harder and harder to do as education costs increase, increase, increase. Yes, they get paid. They get paid about $2,300 to $2,500 a summer. So they do get paid to work there. But we need some people that have a heart to serve. So find them for us. Love for you to find two or three. And then also to pray for our campers as they're coming. Like she told about Sierra. That was a young woman that's never heard the love of God until she came to Lutherwood. And then she owned it. It was really amazing. So pray for our campers. And then it's my understanding that the women's group here at Peace is offering up 5 different scholarships. So those are available. And, you know, we could make those 10 by cutting those scholarships in half, too, if we need to make them more. So there's lots of ways that we can support you in getting others to camp. And then you don't even have to be a camper. You can come for a work day. You can come for lunch. You can do whatever you want at Lutherwood because it's your camp. So I invite you, and I thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your time this morning. Oh, I didn't even say anything about the campaign, did I? Or about the building. Just so you know, June 6th is the dedication of our first new building. We have 3 being built. First one, it will open up in April, and we're doing our dedication June 6th. So those that you are following our story of our burned building, our first dining hall with a kitchen will be built. It's being built right now. I wish I had a picture. So I am grateful for that. So that's April 10th. By then or earlier, that building opens. And then June 6th is our dedication. So thank you. Charlotte and I will be out here afterwards. Please ask us any questions. We're happy to serve you. Thanks.
Good.
Thank you.